Cooper Kupp is a guy who's really come to the forefront of national attention, especially this year. He won the Triple Crown, only the fourth person in the history of football to ever do this for receivers, yards, touchdowns, and receptions. So that was quite outstanding. Great season with the Rams and quarterback Matthew Stafford this year. But that's not the part of him that I want to focus on. We do have a little clip, though, from this, another clip from this past weekend's game against Tampa Bay. Check this out.
Stafford, deep downfield. He's got Kupp again. He's at the 10.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp catching passes from Matthew Stafford. That was a key one in the game. Pretty much sealed the game for the Rams last weekend. Has been something that Rams fans have gotten used to, and NFL fans have gotten used to this guy. Seems like he's kind of come out of nowhere. He was a third-round draft pick, and Lindsay Theory, who covers the Rams for ESPN, has a great story about how Cooper Kupp's wife has really been a great inspiration for him. And I just love this story because the sacrifices that she made really made it possible for him to get to the pinnacle of his profession. So here's a question for you, for everybody listening to the Cale Clark Show right now on Relevant Radio. Has your spouse, if you're married, inspired you or challenged you to achieve a dream or a goal in your life or something that you never thought was possible, something that you couldn't have done on your own? I want to hear about that. 888-914-9149. And this story on ESPN.com by Lindsay Theory started off by talking about how Cooper Kupp and his wife really, they kind of met when they were in college. And his wife's name is Anna. And they actually got married when they were in college too, which is pretty rare. We're going to talk about that in just a second. And Kupp was practicing football. This was at Washington State. And his wife was working at a restaurant called Rocco's Teriyaki. That sounds pretty delicious to me right about now. I haven't had dinner yet. So that's a small college town eatery in the town of Cheney, Washington, where Washington State University is located. And after football practice, Cooper Kupp would get into his white Nissan Pathfinder, often with a lot of his teammates piling in as well. And they would drive across campus. They'd go to the restaurant, Rocco's Teriyaki. And of course, Anna was expecting all of them. And so she would be working behind the cash register or serving takeout orders. And that was her job. And she supported her husband, Cooper, and herself through their college years. And the reason why she did that, she worked full time so that he didn't have to worry about anything. He could kind of just focus on being a student and playing football. And he had actually tried to have other jobs while he was doing this as well. He had a landscaping job, but he just found it was just exhausting. He couldn't do it physically, all the physical football practicing that he had to do, obviously, plus landscaping. That's a really tough job. If you've ever done that, you know what I'm talking about. So she said, listen, don't worry about that. I'm going to work and I'm going to go to school. We're both going to go to school. I'll work. You do football and I'll take care of it. And so that's Cooper Kupp gives his wife Anna credit for getting him to where he is right now, to the pinnacle of professional success in the NFL. And in fact, he was quoted as saying in the article, Cooper Kupp, I really believe I may not be in the NFL if it wasn't for her and what she has inspired me and pushed me to do. And they have two young sons right now. And like I said, he won the Triple Crown this year in the NFL, the fourth player in history to lead the league in receptions with 145, receiving yards, 1,947 yards to be exact, and 16 receiving touchdowns. And a lot of Cooper Kupp's friends, they've been friends with him since he was in high school even and in college. And his best friend is named Austin Wagner. And he said this, his wife Anna is his rock. I don't think there is a Cooper without what Anna has done for him. She's a person that really expects a lot out of the people around her and has kind of a high threshold for excellence. Cooper works harder because of that. So they actually met when they were in high school. They were both running track. They met at a track meet. And he said that Cooper Kupp said as soon as he saw Anna, he knew that he wanted to marry her. That's so romantic. And he actually went home that day, told his mother, I'm going to marry this girl. And of course he did. So they started dating, and at first his wife, Anna, who was also obviously an athlete, went to the University of Arkansas. She was a Razorback, and she was competing as a heptathlete. But they, Cooper Kupp being at Eastern Washington University, there was just too much distance between them. So she actually gave up 2 years of course credits that wouldn't transfer so that she could go to Eastern Washington, go to school, be close to him. And they got married the summer following their sophomore year in university. Cooper was 22. Anna was only 21 years old at the time. And a lot of people ask them, why did you guys get married so young? Didn't you feel like you were missing out? And Anna said this in the profile, no, we actually think the opposite. We felt so lucky to have found someone that we love and cherish so much so early in life, end of quote. And I love this. I love this because people have this expectation, well, you've got to experience life. You've got to date many, many people, that sort of thing. And people are getting married later and later in life. We know this. They're pushing off the marriage decision until much later. They're not getting married until they feel like they're established in their careers. They might feel like they don't have the cash to do it. Various reasons, but people are putting off marriage. They're getting married way later than they used to. And I just love this, the fact that they did it, they made the commitment, and they didn't have money either. Trust me, they had very little cash, and they refused to accept handouts from their parents. They felt like, no, we want to make it on our own. We're going to make our own way. We're going to provide for ourselves. I respect that. And I think a lot of people, a lot of young people need to take more of a chance on love and not sort of delay these decisions, especially if they know. Now, it's one thing if you've never met somebody that you don't think that you could commit to, but if you do, I have friends, trust me, I have friends who have, before they got married, they dated for this one couple, they dated for 8 years before they got married. And finally, the wife, her name was Jean, gave her soon-to-be husband an ultimatum. She's like, listen, it's been 8 years. I can't believe she stuck around for that long, but it's been 8 years. So come on, we're going to do this or not. You've got to make a decision. The train of life is leaving the station. So come on, what's it going to be? So they got married. Thankfully, they have a wonderful family. And I think this kind of takes us back a little bit in a strange way to St. Thomas Aquinas, because here's one more quote. I'm going to give you one more quote from St. Thomas Aquinas, and it's this. I love this. I absolutely love this. Quote, if the highest aim of a captain were to preserve his ship, he would keep it in port forever. So if you just want to keep the ship intact, you'd never leave the port. You'd never do it. But the ship was meant to sail on the seven seas. And life is meant to be lived. We've got to take the adventure of faith, take the leap of faith, whether it's into the vocation of marriage. There's always going to be some unanswered questions. You don't know the future. You don't know the future. And that's why, when, for example, in marriage, the marriage vows, for better or for worse, if people really knew what was coming, the challenges that life was going to throw their way as a married couple, they might never do it. If they could somehow see the future, they might never actually make that step of faith out of fear or whatever, avoidance of suffering. This is what Jesus said too to the apostles. There are many more things I want to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. All of them except for one were going to be martyred for their faith, and they all suffered. So, hey, if you knew what was coming, you might run right now and never come back. And they certainly did run when he was crucified, and except for John, and he was the only guy, oddly enough, that didn't get martyred, but they came back. And so God gives us the grace for the moment. God gives us the grace for the day. He doesn't stockpile grace for the next 10 years. It's a day-by-day thing. It's a moment-by-moment thing. So I think more people need to sort of take hold of life, and if you feel like God's calling you to jump and not to, like blind Bartimaeus, when he calls you, get up. The coins go jangling, they go flying, and he went to Jesus. I don't know. I love that story. I thought it was really great. And hey, if you have a spouse that's kind of encouraged you in your life, in your job, your vocation, and kind of was that rock, kind of like Anna Kupp is for her husband, Cooper Kupp, I want to hear about that. 888-914-9149.